All right, welcome on back into the drive. As tonight, the NCAA tournament gets going back up, and a lot of games tonight. The big one, I think, most people around the country are looking at is UCLA Gonzaga.
No, you're going to start that over? The big one most people pay attention to, which one?
Just let me finish.
Damn. Hey, don't lie. Though. Don't lie to people. Arkansas, UConn.
I'm not lying to people. The game that, and Rob will tell us, the game that most people around the country are looking at, UCLA and Gonzaga, the late one in Vegas. But the one that that is most.
Pig! Sue it! My bad. Just ignore me, man. Go on, do your show.
Most thought about on this show is the early matchup in Vegas between Arkansas and Connecticut. And Rob Dowster, college basketball analyst and insider for Field of 68, joins us. Hell, if I know what I'm doing. There you go,
there
Rob.
He is.
Rob, appreciate you jumping on with us. And he's gonna annoy you. He has been. I'm a Kansas fan, so ever since Monday, it's been pretty much hell for me dealing with him in this this Arkansas love. But a big one for him tonight. How do you feel his Razorbacks are going to fare tonight against Connecticut?
Do you want the answer from my head or the answer from my heart? What are we starting with here?
I like the answer from your heart. That's what I want to hear.
The answer from my heart is they're going to get those butts whooped. That's what's going to happen. Now, here's the problem. Arkansas took advantage of a team last round whose coach was not there.
That's true.
Whose point guard was injured, who basically goes 5 deep. And now they're going to go up against a team who has their coach, who has their point guard, and who goes 90. They can't handle the physicality of UConn. They can't handle the size of UConn. Clint, you're going to learn a thing or two about a young man named Donovan Klingon. They call him Kling Kong, okay? He is a monster. He's the next star of college basketball. If he comes back next season, he will be an All-American. Calling my shot there right now. So I feel very good about UConn. Now, for my head, it's a terrifying matchup, okay? Nobody is better in college basketball. There's not a single coach that is better at finding a mismatch and just attacking that mismatch. Musk has a very NBA mindset when it comes to that. Like, he'll run the same play over and over and over and over and over again if it works. And I think that he's going to find something. There's going to be something there. The question is going to be, are UConn's dudes good enough to stop it? That's what the game is going to come down to. Whatever the mismatch is that Musk finds, can UConn's guys stop it? So, that's what's scary to me. There is no more talented team in college basketball right now than Arkansas. They got two lottery picks, an all-SEC player in Devo Davis. They got another guy in Ricky Council that's going to play in the NBA. Like, that is a very, very, very good team.
Hey, Rob, real quick, just on Arkansas across the board. I mean, this is not your typical Arkansas team simply because of what you just mentioned. Two lottery picks. I can't tell you the last time or if that's ever happened at Arkansas. They got a handful of McDonald's All-Americans, and they've got a nice mix of upperclassmen, experienced guys. Just talking about Arkansas's chances to make the run, do you think they match up well with anybody left, or do you think they're going to be playing uphill tonight and the rest of the way?
I think they match up well with everybody left. I mean, that's the thing, is that this was a team coming into the season that we were like, hey, that could be a top-five team. Before Trevon Brazil got hurt, we were like, that could be the best team in the country. And then Nick Smith got hurt, and he was down for a little bit, and they were starting to figure some things out, and they kind of went through some loves trying to figure out what their rotations would be. Like, are they going to play big? Do they want to play small? How are they going to match up with people? But that, I mean, you got two – I'm going to keep going back to this. Man, you got two lottery picks on that roster. You got four guys that are going to play in the NBA. You know, the one concern that I would have with them is that we saw when Tennessee played Duke last round, right? We saw what happens when you get these veterans, these old guys, these physical dudes that are 23 and 24 with that COVID year that are going to go out there and kind of just beat you up, beat the young guys up. Nick Smith is 19, right? There's a huge difference between a 24-year-old and a 19-year-old. How are they going to handle that physicality? That's my big question with them long-term. But when it comes to talent, man, they could beat anybody.
Yeah, they can. Rob Dowster here with us, college basketball analyst. You can catch him on as an insider at Field of 68. That's one matchup. The other matchup in the West, I believe, is the one that most people are really intrigued by. When you look at what's happened, man, there's just not a lot of real traditional powers left. Gonzaga and UCLA. This game seems to be the one that a lot of people are interested in. This is going to be interesting with the two different styles in this game. How do you see that one going?
It's all going to come down to whether or not UCLA can control tempo. Mm-hmm. UCLA wants to play slow. They want to play a 60-possession game. They want to play a game that's 65 points or less. Gonzaga wants to play a game in eight. They want to get up and down. They want to run. They want to play at a certain pace. The question is going to be, can UCLA slow things down? Like, they're just so injured, man. Before Jalen Clark tore his Achilles and before Adeem Bona hurt his shoulder, like, I thought that team had a chance to legitimately go out and win a national title. I mean, you got Mick Cronin. You got a veteran point guard that's been through wars. You got an All-American in Jaime Jaquez. But you lose your best defender. You lose your best rebounder. You lose your two best athletes. It just kind of limits what your ceiling can be. So I think Gonzaga ends up winning this game. And I'll tell you this. I'm looking at the crowd right now as it's heading in. There is a lot of red, a lot of people that probably think a little bit like Clint here, and then there's a lot of Gonzaga fans. I don't see much UCLA, and I don't see much UConn yet.
Wait. You're out there in Vegas, big dog?
I am out here in Vegas right now.
Hey, come on now. Hey, don't let them Hog fans scare you before that game gets cranking now. Just join the crowd, man. They'll be
a little intimidating. They're starting to do that chant. I don't know what do you call it?
They're calling the Hogs.
Yeah, they're starting to do it a little bit.
Pig, Sue, come on, join in, baby. It ain't hard.
Hey, if they get mad at me, I'm just going to say I know Clint Sterner. That's the way to get out of it.
Hey, that's it.
Any trouble?
They're going to love or hate you. It's either going to get you out. It's going to get you out of jail or get you under the jail. One of the two. If they remember that fumble, hey, good luck, baby. But you get you a good one. Hey, there's two more games, man. Let's hit those real quick before we get you out of here. I know you're busy. Tennessee and Florida Atlantic. You mentioned Tennessee playing that bully ball earlier. I would imagine that they're going to be able to do that against Florida Atlantic as well. What's your thoughts there?
I think Florida Atlantic wins.
Oh, okay.
I think they do. I think we're underrating them because people don't appreciate how good Conference USA is. How about this? Conference USA has two teams in the NIT semifinals. They had a team that went out and won the CBI, all right? And there's more talent in that league than people realize. And then I also think, like, look, I've been saying all year long that I'm not in on Tennessee. I don't trust them. They don't have their point guard. They don't really play basketball. It's just kind of physical stuff. And they almost lost to Louisiana in the first round. And they needed, like, an out-of-body experience from Olivier Kamwa in the second round to be able to get past Duke. A Duke team that has a bunch of freshmen that couldn't handle that physicality. Florida Atlantic's got older kids on that roster. They got guys that can shoot on that roster. They have guys that have dealt with some of that physical presence on that roster before. So I'm in on Florida Atlantic here. I think that they're going to find a way to win this game. And I don't trust Tennessee. I just can't do it. It's Rick Barnes in the tournament. I got a stat for you guys. You ready for this? In Rick Barnes' last 13 NCAA tournament games, do you know what his record is against the spread? 1-12. Only one time he's covered. They're only 4-point favorites tonight. So you either think that Tennessee's going to lose or they're going to win by a small margin. I'm going to take Tennessee to lose. I'm on Florida Atlantic winning.
Yeah, that's interesting because I hadn't been on Tennessee either when they lost their point guard in a terrible situation, non-contact, tearing his knee up. But, man, they just keep getting by, though. So we'll see what happens with the size and everything on the inside. The last one there, K-State, Michigan State. Marcus Noel, I think, is one of the best guards in the country, and he'll get going also. Johnson as well on the inside. But Michigan State, you know how it gets with Izzo in March. They're making another run. How you see that one?
So the point guard you just mentioned, Marquise Noel, do you know what his handle is on Twitter? It's Mr. New York City.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Harlem. He grew up playing in Rucker Park. For the first time in his basketball life, he is going to be playing a game in Madison Square Garden as a kid that grew up as a Knicks fan. He's built for this moment. This is what he's been building up for his entire career, is to go into the Garden and to go win that game and put up 30. I think that K-State wins. I think that he puts on the show. It reminds me a little bit of another New York kid that made a run as a 3-seed, Kemba Walker, in 2011. I'm getting those kind of vibes from Kansas State and Marquise Noel. Everyone picks against him in every game, and they find a way to get it done. I'm picking a kid named Mr. New York City in Madison Square Garden. It's that simple. At some point, this Izzo run has to end, right? And everyone wants to talk about how many games he's won in the NCAA tournament. Jerome Tang is undefeated in the NCAA tournament as the head coach. How about that? He's never lost. How about that one, Clint? How about that stat, Clint?
Hey, Rob, ooh, look.
2-0, ain't he?
I know you're a betting man. I mean, the listeners could figure that out if they were tuned in right there a couple of minutes ago with you mentioning it. I know you're a betting man. Give me one bet tonight, man. Four ball games, one big bet that you're making.
So I have Gonzaga money line is my favorite bet, and then Florida Atlantic is after that. Those are the two that I'm sitting on. I like the underdogs here. I like the underdogs in those spots. I don't like the underdog in the opener here out in Vegas, but you know, that's just me. I might be a little biased on that one.
All right, Rob.
Yeah, Rob, I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Get in there and pull them old hogs through, huh?
All right.
Always a pleasure, Clint.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's Rob Doster. Good luck with his Huskies tonight. Someone texted in, show, we all know you're secretly pulling for UConn. I'm not. I've already disclosed. I'm pulling the pain that I had in my heart and being the bigger person after having a week's worth of you all continuing to throw it in my face, you and the Drive family on the text line, and I'm pulling for your happiness.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. You're a smart guy. Look, I think you should. Come on over to the hog. Well, look, I'm confident. I'm overly confident.
Yeah.
I'm overly confident. By the way, that was Rob Doster with Field of 68. You can check out their stuff. Him and old Jeff Goodman, they do a good job. And their staff, they do a hell of a job on Field of 68, man. So stay plugged into college basketball through those guys. He is a UConn Husky, though. So today, we're enemies. Yeah. About 3 hours, we're enemies, Rob.
Yeah. All right, man. We'll see, man. We'll see what happens tonight. I feel it'll be an interesting game. Be an interesting game. All right, coming up. Woo! We've talked about where Nick Caserio hasn't been. Well, he was at a pro day today. We'll talk about some of the players he potentially was looking at and maybe get some thoughts on that. And the NFL. Woo! They have dropped a memo about Lamar Jackson. We will discuss that coming up next. But